to some ass-kicking shiznit. From Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello?
And this is Betty.
It's 4:20. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 4:20.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
The show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Yaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
we went on the air. All right. Where are we at in the script? Hi, everyone. This is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe live in studio somewhere else in Chicago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hi. Wow. Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 284 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, September 11th, 2023. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org, that's C-H-I-A-M-P-A.O-R-G. When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now, damn it. All right, let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
All right, fantastic. Well, that was fun and exciting.
It sure was.
Yeah, so I
like things that are fun and exciting.
You like things that are fun and exciting? Yeah, I like fun and exciting things, too. All right. Wow. We kind of went through this a little bit quicker. Usually there's a transition by now on this thing. It should be coming through.
Well, it was kind of funny because I think I was taking a hit, and that's usually when we have a pre-funniness thing.
Maybe, yeah.
And you went straight into like, hey, it's...
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I was trying to end silence. But here we go. Now we're here. We're in the TP segment.
Well, so, what's going on with
no hurricanes in Florida. The one that originally we were talking about when we last recorded our show, it kind of missed us and hit north, and that was Ian or Lee or whatever it was. And now we have this other thing out in the... Oh, no, that was... whatever, I can't remember what it was. Ernesias or whatever. Now Lee is kind of going up the eastern seaboard, but not really. It's kind of staying out in the eastern seaboard, eastern Atlantic. And then, that's the excitement we've had. So, and we finally have a new script that we're working off of. It's been a few tries, I think. What, we tried it two, three times? Did we do the last one three times, or was it only twice? Or did we do two times?
Oh, you mean like a new...
When we had to redo it because it wasn't recording.
Yeah, that was two times.
Yeah, we did it a few times. Yeah, so, you know, we're back to normalcy again. We are recording on normalcy again.
I think our technological issues have been resolved.
Did I tell you I did see that the Sam BC ended up after it finished recording the show, which did show a correct file size, that it saved it and it would only save like the first 15 seconds of it?
Wow.
So it keeps doing that problem. So I'm not sure what it is, but I don't care. We've gone back to our old method. That seems to work just fine. So, anywho. So, and moving on. And I think this is this might be up your alley. It might not be up your alley. Starfield. Is that...
You know, I've just recently started hearing about it.
Okay.
I participate in some groups that do, like, starship design.
Okay.
And I guess in this game, you can design starships, and you can make them look like your favorite science fiction starships.
Yeah, so, I think there's a lot. This is kind of like an open world exploration type of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so starship design is part of it, but yeah.
You can really customize everything, but... Yeah, so are you playing it?
No, actually, I'm not. I'm kind of boycotting it because I feel I'm feeling that Skyrim Elder Scrolls 6 should have gotten a little more priority because we've been waiting 10 years now. But that's besides the point. I have a beef with Batista right now. But it's I do have a coworker that is playing it, and he really does enjoy it. He spent the past few weekends with it because I think it came out not that long, like a couple weekends ago. So he seems to be really enjoying it, and I've seen some good things about it. I don't know if I'm going to give it a try or not. Right now, I'm not. We'll see. We'll see. I hear there's a lot of Skyrim things that have been sprinkled throughout it. There's like a couple Skyrim Easter eggs in it. So, but we'll see what happens. You know, I'm not sure.
Okay. So yeah. I'm just quickly looking up Starfield system requirements,
okay.
And it needs minimum an AMD Ryzen or an Intel Core i7 6800.
Okay.
RAM 16 gigabytes, okay. GPU right. AMD RX 5700 or okay. NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1070 Ti. So it seems like it can play with older equipment.
Yeah, I've got a Ryzen 5. I got a pretty decent video card, I believe.
I have the RTX 2080, which is the recommended card, so that's good.
I have...
And then storage, 125 gigabyte SSD. Now, these days, I think a lot of people have at least the storage and at least the processor.
Yeah.
If you're working at a...
I have a RTX 3050, so that
should do
pretty
you're
well.
Fine.
Yeah, that should do pretty well. It actually does very nicely with like Skylines and Skyrim and shit. So
now, if you're looking at a budget gaming laptop, yeah, you might struggle. Yep. Yeah.
So I don't know. We might take a look at it. I'll let it play through a little bit first and see how it goes. I have a coworker that's very kind of invested in it, so maybe it, you know, might be worth seeing how he feels first and then taking it from there. So and I am smoking 64 Sunrise.
Ooh, 64 Sunrise.
That's what we picked up today.
I wonder if there's like a database of name translations, you know, so in other words, your 64 Sunrise might be, I don't know, my animal cookies, for instance.
I think
because it seems like each region has its own
possibly
distinct.
Yeah, I mean, I use Leafly a lot of times if I have to look something up.
I do too,
but it doesn't always. Actually, it doesn't always have a lot of the strains that I look for. Let's see. I'm just kind of looking right now. So it finds the products at the Curaleaf. But the problem is I can't find the strain on. So I don't have like a strain history. There's no strain result for it. But I can get I can see where I can go buy it. So go figure. I don't, you know, it's one of those things. So anyway, so moving on. How are you? How are you doing, Joe?
I'm coughing. You're choking.
Yes, clearly.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people in the area are very getting sick.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
All kinds of respiratory issues and stomach issues, too.
Yeah. Wow.
Stomach issues have been on the increase. And I got to say, as a PSA, wash your hands.
Yes, please.
Just do it. But
please wash your hands. We don't need
all
that.
The time.
We don't need your nastiness all over the place.
Especially when you take a poop.
Oh, especially
and you're done
when
taking
you poop.
The poop.
Oh, especially when you
poop. Wash your hands and scrub underneath your fingernails.
We don't need
a lot
poopy fingernails. Don't need poopy finger. Or keep your fingernails short if you can't. If you're unable to clean them, then keep them short. You know, I keep mine short. That's very hygienic and it keeps them nice and clean. So
end of PSA.
End of
anyways,
PSA.
It feels
clean your
it feels
shit.
More like fall. Yes. Clean your shit.
Clean your shit.
It feels more like fall.
Okay.
Feels like fall. Temperatures have been like in the 60s.
Ooh.
At night in the mid-50s.
Yeah, I saw. I've been watching the news there, and it seems like it's been getting kind of nice and cooler for you guys.
It's been really nice, yeah. I'm not going to complain.
That's good.
So, someone purchased a Steam Deck.
Oh, did you now? Well, good for you. Congratulations.
It's a very early birthday gift.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, yeah, yeah.
Figure, though, I'll get it now, and I'll start paying for it now, and, you know.
Yeah. We tell ourselves that every time.
Right?
I'll
so, tonight, folks.
Pay it later.
And I ended up getting the most maxed out one. So it's going to have the 512 gigabytes. It's going to have the custom case.
Nice, nice.
And the anti-reflective screen.
Ooh. All right, cool. So, we'll see how that works out for you.
Right? And, I didn't add this in, but I am now the proud owner on that hosting company that I saw on our special account, Ionos, I think.
Ionos, yeah, Ionos.
Yes, I am now the proud owner of buttholers.com and palmeroffice chair.com.
Really? Buttholers.com was not a taken domain?
It was not taken.
That is actually quite surprising. I would imagine
BUTTHOLERS.com.
Yeah. I would imagine somebody would have taken that as a porn site by now. Wow, that's kind of funny. That's kind of funny. Buttholers.com. Well, now we can do with buttholers.com as we wish.
Yeah.
Or you can just point it to cheyenne.org. Maybe we'll just get traffic through random websites. We'll just register a bunch of random websites and get traffic that way.
Yeah.
How'd you find
us?
Tonight, well, I cruised over to buttholers.com because I was looking for some butt burn, and then I found your station.
We can put welcomebuttholers.com.
Welcome to buttholers.com. buttholers.com. All right, I think I'm done. I think I got it out of my system.
All right, I'm still smoking my Mac 1. As a matter of fact, this is
that same joint you started 3 weeks ago.
And you know, we were talking about tech, and I wanted to just quickly mention that my purchase today, which did include 7 grams of Simply Herb Mac 1 shake and 3.5 grams of Mandarin cookie flour. It was $8 for Illinois recreational tax if your THC is less than 35%.
Which is, I mean, that's usually what I prefer. And do they have anything above 35%?
Oh, yeah.
I usually stay in the low 20s anyway. I seem to be happy with that.
Yeah, I'm in the mid-20s. I'm happy. Like now. And then, what is this one? I don't think this one tells you what the percentage is. Anyways, and then there's a $13 state and local adult use tax.
Ooh,
so I do think the city charges a tax.
Well, tell them you're a child, and then you can get charged the child use tax. Children eat free.
So, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
It does not look like we do.
All right, well, our chat room is open at cheyenne.org, and our phone lines are ready right now. Give us a call at 813-327-8566. On your celery mobile phone or slim single line with last number redial.
Fantastic.
Hey, Anthony, what you got for us in the week?
All right. Well, surprisingly, out of all the sound effects that I put on my Stream Deck here, I did not put the bong.
Oops.
That's kind of upsetting. But anyway, that's fine. We'll add it at some point. So our first Weed Corner story comes from Marijuana Moment. Music fans were in Mundelein, Illinois this past weekend to take part in the state's first ever concert that allowed open marijuana consumption. Headliners included the cannabis-friendly artists Cypress Hill, Stephen Marley, and Action Bronson. The event kicked off last Saturday afternoon, and the two-day Miracle in Mundelein festival featured complimentary rolling papers, lighters, and grinders, as well as dab bars and rolling stations for use by the attendees. marijuana products themselves were available for sale through a retailer next door. Consuming cannabis was allowed anywhere inside the 21 plus event venue, while using marijuana outside of the perimeter was still strictly forbidden. And our second story comes from the Florida Sun Sentinel. A public opinion survey of state residents conducted last month by researchers at the University of South Florida and Florida Atlantic University found that 60% of Floridians were in support of recreational marijuana in the state. The poll found significant differences based on political affiliation and age, and notable but smaller differences between men and women. The biggest differences were in age. The poll found that Floridians under the age of 45 were significantly more supportive. People 65 and older showed a support of 52%, while only 44% of Floridians between the ages of 55 and 64 supported recreational marijuana. Efforts are underway to get a referendum on the November 2024 ballot that would legalize recreational marijuana in Florida for people 21 and older. Passage requires a vote of 60% or more of the people. The referendum must first get approved by the Florida Supreme Court, and Attorney General Ashley Moody has asked the court to keep it off the ballot. This is also in lockstep with Ron DeSantis' position that he would never allow recreational weed in Florida. And that's your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Wow.
Wow.
I just realized something, Anthony. We have I have a duplicate errors.
A duplicate errors.
My first story was also going to be yours. Your coverage of the outdoor.
Well, why don't you can do it? You'll probably have more information than I do. I did a quick newscap. I did the quick news bump. News bump coming up in Joe's news. We're going to talk about the Weed Moment Mundelein Music Festival that allowed weed smoking in public spaces, and we will talk about in Joe's segment after the commercial break. So yeah, no, absolutely, we'll do it.
No, mine is exactly the same as yours.
Well, so then no, we can read it again and we'll talk about it. How's that sound? Hey Joe, do we have a fun fact today?
We do, Anthony. We do. Did you know, Anthony, we are born with only two natural fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud sounds.
Oh, my goodness.
One of the most surprising fun facts about life. All other fears and phobias are learned or acquired later in life. Wow, wasn't that interesting? And that was today's fun fact. And just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show.
See, right, and I Roger. Always thought my fear of heights was because I fell down a ladder when I was a child. Go figure. All right, well, there we have it.
Take it away, Roger.
Go, Roger,
Wowzers,
go.
Okay, it's me, Roger, and I am your out-of-whack premium all-purpose robot. This is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today, and today is September 11th, 2023, and oh boy, it's National Boss, Employee Exchange Day, National Hot Cross Bun Day, Patriot Day, and National Day of Service and Remembrance, every September 11th, never forget, and what all you sleepy heads have been tossing over, it's National Make Your Bed Day. Wow. Let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes the bigger wheel spin.
I'm
no,
twiddling.
No, no. Yes.
Are you twiddling?
Twiddle away,
Joe. Twiddling
Joe,
your twaddle.
And push that button and
twaddle your twiddle.
There we go.
All right, here we go. Stand by. We're going to press the button. Nope. It's the one the insurance company made us install. Takes forever to get this wheel in place. Oh, Lord. It's got all these guardrails and everything on. I like the vibrating part, though. That's my favorite part. There we go.
Wow, that was a
here
crap.
We go again. Yeah, I know, right? Well, the, you know. Ooh. Ooh.
That was crap.
Ooh, I like that one. Ooh. Yes, right there. That's good. Ooh, ooh. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Ooh. There we go.
Wow.
And look, we even got change back. The insurance bill only comes out once in a while, but when it does, it makes things fun and exciting. All right. Tonight, our random story comes from Coach Hot Shorts at NBC News Miami and tells us about a man on a special mission. The Coast Guard spotted Reza, 51, 70 miles off the coast of Tybee Island, Georgia, on August 26th, while making preparations for Hurricane Franklin. The complainant, filed in federal court, said that Reza was charged Tuesday with obstruction of boarding and violation of a captain of the port order. Reza told the Coast Guard crew that he was attempting to ride a hydropod vessel to England and that he had a Florida registration, which he was unable to locate. The officers observed that the vessel was afloat as a result of wiring and buoys and determined that Reza was conducting a manifestly unsafe voyage. When they attempted to get him to leave, he told them that he had a knife and threatened to harm himself. The next day, he threatened to blow himself up when the Coast Guard approached him again about leaving the vessel. I'd say go ahead and let it happen. Let's see what happens when that little rat thing blows. I mean, would he just like bounce across the water, or would it just be like this explosion? Or anyway, when officers saw Reza holding wires, they contacted the U.S. Navy Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit to help them determine the blast radius of the bomb. The Coast Guard arrived on scene to offer support, and they launched a small boat to deliver food and water and to give Reza predictions of the hurricane. They again ordered Reza off the vessel, and he refused. He told them that the bomb was not real. The following day, the Coast Guard successfully removed Reza from the vessel and was brought to the Coast Guard base in Miami Beach. Reza also attempted a similar voyage back in 2014. In 2015, he was served a captain of the port order from the Coast Guard and applied to any subsequent voyages. He failed to comply, he attempted yet another one in 2021. My God, this dude has been trying forever to get across the sea to England, right? His attorney did not immediately respond Thursday to an email from the Associated Press. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose and many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit chiampa.org, that's chiampa.org, for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, 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 much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
And before we get to the news source by our very own Chip Skipper,
edited by the OnCrack Chicago News team led by Dick White, it's time for your Chicago weather from our very own Chicago Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently light rain and 63 degrees. The dew point is 61 degrees, giving us a humidity factor of 93%. Winds are howling out of the north at 10 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is only 5 miles today. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely before midnight, then scattered showers. Cloudy with a low around 60. Tuesday, it's going to be a gusty but full alert day. Going to be partly sunny with a high near 67. On Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 65. And on Thursday, it will be sunny and lubricated with a high near 69. And on Friday, sunny with flying testicles and a high near 75. And for the weekend, well, This weekend looks mostly super duper ball smacking sunny with highs all over the 70s. And that's your Chicago weather. Okay, Anthony, press that bouncy flashing any key. That was even more fiber.
And now for the news.
So, you know, in lieu of the story that I had, because it's pretty much the same thing that Anthony said, I thought I'd take a peek on Facebook and see what the comments were from, you know, people that went to the festival. And so far, you know, there's been more complaints about parking. Isn't that the case, Anthony? Everywhere.
You know, the suburbanites always complain about parking. And, you know, let's tell you something about this one. It's like, you know, they're talking about moving the Bears to Arlington, which, of course, they'll become the Arlington Bears, which I think is fucking ridiculous. And you know what?
The Chicagoland Bears.
The Chicagoland. We're the Chicagoland. You're not the Chicago Bears. You're the Chicagoland Bears. Don't try it. Anyway, so a lot of thing is, oh, well, they're putting it in Arlington Heights because all the suburbanites are tired of driving to the city and it's so difficult to find parking in the city. That's because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Because you can, it's easy to get to Soldier Field. You can drive to somewhere where there's better parking, like O'Hare or even Midway. Find something with a better parking structure. Hop the damn train and go downtown. There's a bus that will take you right to Soldier Field. Easy peasy.
Easy.
No, but I want to drive my giant SUV and park and tailgate. I want to cook wieners and hamburgers in the parking lot in the cold weather with strangers and drink beer.
Okay, sure, whatever. I don't know. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. I'm sorry if you do and you enjoy it. That's great. I don't get it. I honestly don't get it.
And sitting around just endlessly doing nothing but talking nothing and doing nothing.
Nothing.
And drinking.
Nothing. Nothing. Well, I'm sure they're talking about the sport, the football team.
And getting drunk.
And getting drunk. And probably pussy.
Well, no, getting drunk and having to pee a lot.
I don't think grown men talk to each other about peeing a lot. I think maybe to talk about peeing a lot, they probably talk about a lot more pussy. Just saying. Just saying, you know?
I'm not saying talking about peeing a lot, just having to go because they're drinking so fucking
I see.
Much.
Oh, I think I know where this is going. So anyway, yes, so they drink a lot of beer. They use a lot of porta potties. I get it. Yeah, that's a problem.
Now, you know, being able to smoke weed, they could talk about a lot more than just sports. You know, they can get philosophical.
Maybe. Maybe not. You know, not everyone gets philosophical on weed. I mean, I know people that when they drink alcohol, they talk about one thing, and then they get high, and it's kind of the same thing. So, I don't know. Anyway.
Well, should we move on?
We shall move on.
You know, these days, people just don't know how to have fun. Well, it was a holier, it was an a-holier-than-thou message. A couple noticed a rather shocking line item on their price food dinner bill, which left the internet howling. You're an a-hole, the $15 charge read, prompting the husband to post a copy of the tab to Reddit in March with a caption. My dinner receipt had a message for me. The diners were flabbergasted that their server, Katie, would tack on such a cost to their night out at the Westgate Bourbon Bar and Tap House in Beaverton, Oregon. Thankfully, the man made an important realization before offering a rebuttal. My wife and I went to a restaurant for her birthday, and we both had cocktails, he wrote on Reddit. I completely forgot the name of the cocktail by the time the receipt came, but its name was... You're an a-hole, Mr. Burton.
Oh, my goodness.
The spirited libation is a mixture of gin, port, gin. Lime juice,
honey,
peach bitters, and egg white.
Ooh.
Egg white,
ooh,
served with a brown sugar drizzle in a coupe glass, according to the restaurant.
Ooh.
It definitely caught me by surprise, the Reddit user added.
That drink would catch me by surprise, too.
Post reached out to the Redditor for comment. Another line item on his bill, the $18 fried chicken tit, also to delete the platform. Several commenters wanted him to expose the menu item. It's a fried chicken breast sandwich with Havarti cheese, lettuce, tomato, basil, and mustard aioli on a grilled ciabatta bun. That's making me hungry. It joins other Beaverton chucklers, like the Italian meats filled someone's sloppy sister.
Oh my goodness.
Ham sandwich called Walk of Shame.
My goodness.
Lots of laughs. It's not an abbreviation. The item on the menu is the chicken tit. One registered commenter laughed. The Caesar salad is named Et Tu Brut. I love it. Another fond. They'll also list bearded clams on their menu. So this place seems to have a healthy dose of, you know, a bit of humor.
Seems like it.
There you have it.
Seems like it. All right.
We're almost running out of time. It's just okay. Great, right? When going. I was about to, you know, get on the bus naked. Whoops.
Uh-oh.
The Chicago Park District has removed an unofficial sign declaring a nude beach at Loyola Beach in Rogers Park.
I saw that.
After it was apparently placed there by a citizen. The sign's presence was brought to attention by the 49th Ward Alderman Maria Haddon, who represents the area in the Chicago City Council. A statement from a Chicago Park District spokesperson to NBC Chicago confirmed that the sign was unauthorized and had been removed Monday afternoon. An additional note on Haddon's Facebook page noted that the precise location was proposed to be a nude sunbathing beach by Alderman George A. Wilston in 1932, a time when city council controlled parks. That's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper. And his On Crack News team. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
This segment was brought to you by Dollar Miscellaneous, where you can find supplies for National Hot Cross Bun Day and the appropriate birth control for National Employee Boss Exchange Day. Your everyday needs available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@shyampa.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, LGBTQA plus voices are loud and queer at the 60th anniversary march on Washington and in the news. More than 60 are charged in a raid on a same-gender wedding in Nigeria. Two Ugandans face execution for aggravated homosexuality. What the hell is aggravated homosexuality? Canada warns its queer citizens about traveling to the U.S. Yeah, I wouldn't go to Uganda either. Hundreds protest Saskatchewan's new anti-trans schools policy, while California sues a trans student outing school district. A federal judge supports queer inclusive storybook readings in Maryland, and another blocks Texas's drag ban. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We're going to entertain ourselves with this blowtorch and Joe's testicles for the next 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyampa Radio.
Watch me scare Fred out of his pebbles.
Yo, Martians!
Delicious.
Barney!
Whoops, got a blast off.
Post Pebbles cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. Now from Pebbles, you can get a Fred Flintstone flying disc. For Barney. Or Dino. For fun with a twist, it's a Flintstone flying disc. Want an especially marked box of Post Fruity or Cocoa Pebbles cereal.
Let's have a Play-Doh party!
Yeah!
A shooting star!
You can make all sorts of great things with a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I made spaghetti!
And now you can get a Play-Doh Fun Flyer free when you buy Fun Factory in specially marked packages. It's lots of fun and little enough to take with you wherever you go while supplies last. The Play-Doh Fun Factory toy comes with everything you see here. From Kenner.
Introducing the Kodak Instant Camera with a twist. Meet the Crank.
Can you feel a brand new day?
Imagine instant pictures with color, color, color by Kodak. Just crank, 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 and in minutes you get bright, colorful instant pictures with a textured satin luxe finish. See your photo dealer and shake hands with the Crank, a Kodak Instant Camera with a twist.
Wiki Wiki Wick Wack Database.
You are listening to Shia Radio.
Hi, this is Whisper Wisdom, and today's Whisper Wisdom is: speak softly. This way, no one can accuse you of being aggressive. That's right, just whisper. If they can't hear you, whisper in their ears, but make sure you don't tickle them. That can provoke anger. Remember that. This has been your Whisper. Whisper Wisdom.
This has been a Joe Wisdom frustration. Do you have a frustration? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566.
Hey, Betty here. What the fuck was that just playing? I think Joe or Roger or maybe even Anthony have lost their minds. Or maybe they just need a life. Who knows? I know, and that's why you should tune into the Joe and Anthony show every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit www.shyampiradio.com for more. Background music tracks are by Kevin MacLeod. Visit www.incompetech.com. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Welcome back. Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news.
Wow, Joe's
take
really
it away on a lovable Anthony.
Here's Joe. Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anthony.
Wow, Roger's keeping busy. All right, folks. Before we continue, it is time for your Cheyampa weather for Tampa Bay, for Tampa International Airport, KETPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently partly cloudy and 86 degrees. The humidity is 72%. The dew point is 76 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 79. Tuesday, a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms after 2, mostly sunny with a high near 93. On Tuesday night, 30% chance of scattered showers and storms before 8, mostly clear with a low around 78. Wednesday, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms after 2, sunny with a high near 93. On Wednesday night, we will have a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms after 2, then it will be sunny with a high near 93. And then Wednesday night, we have a 30% chance of showers and scattered showers and storms before 8 in the evening. Then it'll be mostly clear with a low around 78. And that's it for your Cheyampa weather for Tampa Bay. And now time for some crazy Florida news. All right, let's see. Where's my Scripto Newso? Here we go.
Scripto Newso.
All right. So tonight our first Florida story comes from WFLA, Tampa Bay News, Channel 8, and tells us about a Florida man that was out for a good time. According to the Florida Highway Patrol, Eric, 27, claimed he was having a diabetic episode and he was on his way to a nearby hospital when he tripped over mouse poop and got this weird tattoo on his neck. But anyways, I thought that would be more of a why not me moment for you. An officer followed Eric while driving on Osawa Boulevard around 11 p.m. and noticing signs of impairment driving where the driver was quickly accelerating and then immediately braking, straddling the line lane and weaving between lanes. When the officer attempted a traffic stop, Eric began to pull over, but then fled, running through a red light and eventually spinning out, almost striking several trees. He also traveled through yards of multiple homes and in the grass. The man's car was eventually boxed in by the Florida Highway Patrol, where he was ordered out at gunpoint and arrested. Upon inspection of his vehicle, the officer found a silver backpack containing a vacuum-sealed bag labeled ice with a green leafy substance. Also in the bag was a digital scale, tobacco blunt, two more bags of green leafy substance. A bag labeled THC wax shatter substance was also found. In his wallet were two white pills identified as generic Viagra. The arrest report said Eric requested to speak with a narcotics detective or vice to make a deal. Eric refused EMS despite his claim of a diabetic episode and was transported to the Hernando County Detention Center. Ooh, I need a sound effect for this one. He is being charged with driving under the influence, failing to elude law enforcement, possession of marijuana over 20 grams with intent to distribute. Eric is being held on a $31,100 bond. Oops. And you know what? I was muted. So here we go. Eric is being held on $31,100 bond. Wow. All right. Yeah, right? Okay, where's my button? Button. Here we go. Here's another one. Here's a good Florida one. All right, our second story of the night comes from Coach Hot Shorts and Channel 12 News in West Palm Beach. It tells about Florida Man being Florida Man in a way that does not involve neutering peacocks. A Marion County Sheriff's Office deputy was conducting radar enforcement in the area of Marion Oaks Boulevard and Marion Oaks Manor. While on shift, an orange pickup truck came barreling past the patrol car going 89 and a 45. The vehicle fled from the deputy and then turned off his lights, turning onto Southwest 32nd Circle in hopes of eluding the deputy. The deputy activated his emergency lights and siren to conduct a traffic stop. The driver, 41-year-old James, fled from the deputy and then turned off the lights on his truck, turning onto Southwest 32nd Circle in hopes of eluding the deputy, but it didn't work, and the deputy caught up with him. Body camera video shows deputies conducting a DUI traffic stop on James. Deputy said he could smell alcohol coming from his breath, and he was unsteady on his feet. During the stop, James could be seen wearing a "I'm the reason the beer's always gone" t-shirt. The sheriff's office said James failed his field sobriety exercises. When James was placed under arrest, deputies said he went from cooperative and in a good mood to verbally aggressive. He was transported to Marion County Jail. Once in jail, James provided breath samples of .204 and .200. I need that one, too. Hold on. .200. Almost three times over the legal limit. James was charged with DUI and fleeing to elude law enforcement officer. He was also received traffic citations for unlawful speed and possession of an open container in a vehicle. He will be arrested by the FBFI.
It's my second glass of wine. I would say I'm probably at .04.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm at .600.
Ooh, sexy.
Ooh, yeah, that's sexy for you, ain't it? Our final and naked Florida story of the night comes from WPTV in West Palm Beach, Florida, and would like to remind you that, sir, this is a Wendy's. A Jupiter man was arrested this week for exposing himself to two teenagers inside a Wendy's restaurant. The incident occurred Tuesday afternoon at the Wendy's along Indiantown Road, which just steps from the Jupiter Police Department. Investigators said they were called to the fast food restaurant after a report of a man exposing himself to children.
According to the report, the children told police they were there to eat after leaving Jupiter High School, and that they believed the man was intentionally exposing himself to them. One of the managers told police she spoke to the man about a year ago and told the same man he could no longer come inside the establishment unless he wore long pants. Clearly, that's the problem. According to the arrest report, the manager told detectives that multiple parents complained about him exposing himself through his shorts. He was booked at the Palm Beach County Jail and is now facing a charge of lewd and lascivious activity. Police believe that there may be additional victims. I'm sure there were. And are urging anyone with information to contact the Jupiter Police Department. And that's
you know,
it. Yes, go on.
This is another why not me story.
No, that's not a why not you. Why would you? That's not very pretty.
That's, well, not him.
Not, yeah, not him. No, maybe the one with the crazy neck tattoo.
Knock on my door and be naked and masturbating. I don't care.
Well, no, I get that. But the problem is it might end up being this guy that we're looking at. The guy looks very homeless, I think, in the picture. Either homeless or just something. Just yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, that's the problem with the why not me sometimes. The why not me isn't the one with the neck tattoo. The one with the neck tattoo looks crazy. But, I mean, you look at him and you're like, yeah, he's fuckable. You know, but then you look at the other, and you're like, oh, God, no. Now I know. I'd call the police if you were trying to show me that. So, it's kind of...
hair issues.
Oh, there's a lot of issues. There's a lot of issues, my friend. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. As soon as I can find the damn cart button, we're going to go into plethora. Back to you, Betty.
Wow.
You, Roger.
Fuck you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Chi-Ampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Chi-Ampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you two in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our UniQ studio ins? You can chat during our cap. Visit chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it.
So, I would highly recommend using this new bandwidth solution. That we don't have quickly flashing colored lights.
Okay, what's happening?
Well, the problem is see, when you have a solid background or a dark, you know, when it's just a solid color or a solid light, it actually doesn't have to transmit much. But when you're constantly changing the color, it's especially with white walls, it has to redraw every frame. So what happens is you start... Hello, Mr. Roboto. We started getting a little bit of that. So I would recommend staying away from flashing
no.
light. Yeah, well, that's the joys of using 5G, my friend. So, yeah.
I wish I would have known earlier and that I would have not been doing that.
You're all good. All right. Well, we just discovered something, so.
All right. Well, hey, Anthony, just kind of kicking it along here. Our show title was Thor and His Horny Trees.
Yay, Thor and His Horny Trees.
I've got a couple of ideas here. I'll read them.
Let's see what you got.
Ice high on Viagra.
Okay.
Nude fun at the Wendy's.
Ooh, I kind of like that one. But go on. I'm liking nude fun at the Wendy's.
Nudity in action. Or Mr. Horny Long Pants.
Ooh, I like Mr. Horny Long Pants, too. Can we do Mr. Horny Long Pants at the Wendy's?
Sure.
Let's do Mr. Horny Long Pants at the Wendy's. We'll do that. We can.
All right, so episode 284. Wow.
Yeah, right? Isn't that great? Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, it sure is.
It is. And you know what's also lovely?
What?
Oh, yeah.
We got the bong back. We got the bong back.
You know, I'm not sensing any color change. I'm having color change error.
What are you trying to change?
I'm trying to now just turn off everything, because now I can't. That's interesting. Huh. Interesting. Oh.
Oh, I like that gem. That's still my favorite gem. Ah, Mr. All Horny Long Pants at the Wendy's.
That's good. You know, there's just a lot of crazy people out there.
Yes, there are. There are many, many crazy people out there.
That's why a lot of cities have eliminated their park benches.
Yeah, right. And if you would like to talk to us about your craziness or the park benches that got eliminated for you, drop a dime and call us at 813-327-8566.
We don't have a toll-free number, right?
No, we're too budgetary for that right now.
Okay.
So it was either have a studio or have a toll-free number. We couldn't have both, so we'd have a toll-free number, but we wouldn't have any way to tell people how to call it.
Oh.
So we'll be all right. We'll be all good.
Yeah, why are toll-free numbers so expensive?
Because it's a special kind of number, and it's a toll-free number.
I mean, but how special can it be?
It's a reverse charge number. That's special. Yeah, they're paying the charges. The callee is paying the charges. That's kind of unusual. So it's a special number. 800 numbers also are usually in pools and other types of things. So there's usually, you know, there's a lot behind an 800 number. So
okay.
You know, they can
I get you. You know, I
and all the good ones are taken or really expensive. You get stuck
now,
with 800-213-6221. You know, some ridiculous one. Are there plans to what?
For instance, you know, I can take up to like say 500 calls, and you know, my charge is like $9.99.
That's quite, something that's like quite that. Exciting. No, you pay by the minute.
Oh.
Yeah, pay by the minute.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, that's how it works. That's how they make their money. Someone's got to pay the mortgage. I mean, geez, you know. So, unfortunately, it's how you go. You pay by the minute. So, unfortunately, you have to drop the dime. 813-327-8566. You got about 2.5 minutes until the early lights come on. And
if you'd like to drop the dime and give up the call, we'd be obliged.
You know, and if you want to spend the penny before dropping the dime, I'd recommend probably dropping the dime before spending the penny, because we will be not taking calls about 2 minutes. Although you can always call us and leave us a voicemail. So if we're not on air, you can call us, leave a voicemail, tell us about your day. Tell us what product Please. You like the most at Dollar Miscellaneous. What is your favorite Dollar Miscellaneous product? My favorite Dollar Miscellaneous product is the scented underwear. Everywhere I go, it smells Mountain Fresh. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. It's Mountain Fresh. It just has this long-lasting, wonderful Mountain Fresh scent. It's fantastic. I also enjoy the self-cleaning slippers. Although sometimes they activate when I'm wearing them, which is problematic. But they're mostly overall pretty good. And, yes, the self-healing spatula is a little strange, but we're working on that one.
Oh, the self-healing spatula. That's a forbidden object in the Cheyenne Chicago studios.
It's something. It's definitely something.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't made any purchases at the Dollar Miscellaneous store.
No?
I was going to get the magic beans, but...
Those are always a favorite. I hear those are a favorite.
Right?
You know, they'll keep you farting for days at a time. They're so magical.
And then there's this product called Bleach, but not Bleach.
Oh, I think I've seen that. That's also, I think that comes from the same people that make soda but not soda, which was a very interesting experience. I wouldn't necessarily suggest it, but I'd recommend you try it at least once in your lifetime.
They at least put a warning that says made in a facility that processes bleach products.
That is true. And they do have a label that says will not stop COVID. So, but you know, hey, it's an experience we all go through once or twice in our lives,
right?
So, and yeah. Especially when we're really thirsty and we've run out of regular things to drink in the studio, we just reach for our wonderful dollar miscellaneous
soda. It's soda, not product.
Soda. It's not soda. It's wonderful. And here we go. The ugly lights have arrived.
Find
the thing you've been looking at in the corner. Don't look too hard, because when those lights come up, the shadows hide so much. Keep in the shadows. Just close your eyes and go out the door. Hey, folks, they're on. And I think Roger's butthole fell out. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Fuck you, Roger.
Well, I think Buddy could care less. And we still haven't made any payments yet. I
30 payments left. Yeah. That's how it goes. In this economy, that's how it goes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show. And, you know, yeah, I wanted to point out, too, if you do like what you hear, we're always grateful for your help and support. It's not tax deductible, but if you go to our website, you can throw us some change. So
yeah, you know, a few bucks here and there helps pay for streaming and everything else. So all right, and you can make your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 Eastern, and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Headphone Meditation still on hiatus. I still got to load something up for that on Saturday nights. We got classic radio programming and Throwback Thursdays. Radio Free Labor will be correct now at noon. They moved their streaming service to a different URL, which changed things. And it was also a secure one. It was an HTTPS, so that kind of made things a little tricky as well. But it looks like we're going to be able to start pulling them. Lately, we haven't pulled them for the past few weeks. We should be able to start pulling them now. And then they're at noon on the weekends. And then we have hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
Ooh, that's nice. So, by the way, folks, buttholers.com and PalmerOfficeChair.com will soon be officialized websites.
Officialized.
Yep. It's like $66 for the first 6 months, I think.
Then
$10 a month thereafter.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, why not?
Hey, why not? Yep, there we have it. There we have it. The fart noises, everybody. Well, it was actually a really shitty day for me at work today on the day job. And I'm kind of glad that, in fact, I'm really glad that we did this show, because I feel much better now. I feel much more in an uplifted mood than I did before I sat down to do the show. And so I'm very happy. I hope you enjoyed this production of whatever the fuck this was. And Joe, I think you can say the same thing. And I want to thank
you. I sure can.
Absolutely. So thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at Cheyampa.org. If you are interested in recasting this, please contact us at playus@Cheyampa.org. Remember, folks, this is a Wendy's. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a W for Wanker.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.